The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Kitchen with an oven and a stove. And that's how it all started almost 9 years ago in the summer of 1999. The very first track on the very first Raven in the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. The great B.B. King, together with Robert Cray, an album signed by the man himself when I met him in Hong Kong in 1995. Name dropping away there. That's B.B. King, Robert Cray from the album Blue Summit and Playing With My Friends. Welcome to the final Raven in the Blues on FM on BFBS Radio 2, as you've probably gathered from all the other shows. If you listen to the country programme with Nigel Rennie and Nick Bailey and things, we're all going this weekend. It all ends. And unlike though the other shows, the Blue Show is continuing as a podcast. We'll tell you more about that as the show goes on. Obviously, we'll be looking a little bit back at some of the things we've done over the years. 455 shows, 5,794 tracks we've played. I'll get to the ones we've played the most a little bit later on. But the show has been very much not just current blues, but also heritage blues as well, going right back to the 1920s, and especially also the 1940s, where the blues was changing. People had gone into the towns, the war was over, and things were altering. Here is the great Buddy Johnson Band with a track called Walk'em, and I'll tell you why the music itself is important at the end of it.
You got to walk 'em if you want to be straight. For when you walk 'em, boy, you're bound to be great. Come on and walk 'em, because it's easy to do. You just rock a little bit and let the rhythm flow through.
Lovely stuff from the year that I was born, 1946. Buddy Johnson and his orchestra from the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem in New York, and a track called Walk'em. The reason why that was important was that at the end of the war, jitterbug was all the rage, and of course it was high energy dancing, and of course not everybody, especially some of the men, couldn't do that. So Buddy came up with that sort of walking pace so that no matter how bad a dancer you were, you could on the dance floor cut a reasonable rug basically and do something half sensible. A great album going back, as I say, to the 1940s, together with his sister Ella Johnson on vocals on some tracks. That's on Ace Records, and that is the album also called Walk'em. We've got a live guest this week. Boo Boo Davis is coming. A surreal session ahead of us, I think you'll find. Looking forward to that, about 10 minutes of Boo Boo. And, of course, as always, the full interview session available on the internet. And we'll talk about that when Boo Boo gets here. And in 10 days' time, our guest will be, but, of course, on the net only, as opposed to on FM, our guest is going to be making his third appearance here at the Raven and the Blues. And that's the wonderful and very, very funny Doug McLeod. Here he is with a track from his new album, The Utrecht Sessions, and What You Got.
Well, you are on the street, you find your woman, she's safe at home. Yes, you are running skirts, you find your woman, she's safe at home. I got some news for you, buddy. What you got ain't necessarily what you own. Well, she come and she see me when I make it to your town. She been long time, why? Yeah, what you been putting down? You know how she fool with me, why you out fooling around? Cause you blind about a fool's cool. You got no idea what your woman she likes to do. You come home to a smile, but she ain't smiling cause of you. You think your woman sits safe at home? Yes, you are on the street. You think your woman sits safe at home? I got some news for you, buddy. What you got ain't necessarily what you own. I got some news for you. What you got ain't necessarily what you own. And yeah, what you got, partner, ain't necessarily what you own.
Arthur Bent on percussion and the Jasper Mortier on double bass, Doug McLeod on vocals, guitar and left foot. We'll have to mic that up when he comes here. From the new album on Black & Tan Records, The Utrecht Sessions, Doug McLeod. And what you got, you ain't necessarily what you own. As the boss of Black & Tan, who was here last week with Boo Boo Davis, Jan Mittendorp, said, the good thing with Doug is you just sort of sit him down, open the microphone and switch it on and let him go, really, and that'll be the same as what we do when he comes here in 10 days' time. And Boo Boo Davis, as I mentioned, coming up in about 20 minutes' time here on The Raven and the Blues. Looking back over the 9 years, which track have we played the most? Well, it's this one. 13 times altogether over 9 years, and probably the first blues track which I can recall, I suppose, being played in a club a go-go by the Animals. John Lee Hooker's original and Dimples.
Dimples. your walk. I'm crazy about your walk. I love the way you walk. You my baby, I got my eyes on you. I like the way you sweat. 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 You my baby, I got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. 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 You my baby, I got my eyes on you.
Every day you're my babe, I got my eyes on you. One of a handful of blues numbers I know every word to. Been listening to it since 1964, just about. The one track we've played the most on the show, John Lee Hooker, we've played it by other people too, but it's been played 13 times altogether. Count that up to the 14th now. And Dimples. John Lee Hooker's also been played the most on the show, 128 plays from him, followed by B.B. King with 98 plays, and then it goes downwards. And of course, hundreds and hundreds of artists getting one play only. On to the ladies now, and somebody we've featured many times over the years. Great voice, good-looking girl as well, which always helps when you're looking at this CD sleeve. Her name is Geneva Magnus. Her album is Do I Move You? And this is called Working On Me Baby.
Work me me up from my head to my feet. You're working on the beat. Oh, you're working on the beat. Working on the baby, but the reason I don't know why. Keep on working on the beat. You're working on the beat. Working on me, baby. Working on me, baby.
Jennifer Magnus, Working on Me Baby. Anytime you like, Jennifer. Do I Move You, the album on Northern Blues, and they should get thanked. So many of the record labels have made it possible to be able to have a podcast as well as an FM programme, because for many record labels, the really big ones, the majors, they aren't at all happy about having records available as a downloadable source. But amazingly, and I was talking to Jan Mittendorp from Black & Tan Records when he was here this week, I'm not quite sure why the blues labels have been so forward-thinking, but Bruce Iglauer on Alligator, Northern Blues out of Canada, Black & Tan, Thomas Roof with Roof Records in Germany and so on, they all sort of said, yeah, go on. By all means, it'll further the blues, help the artist, and help us as well. And as Jan was saying, it has worked. The sales of blues records, as far as they're concerned, is on the up. The number of people turning up to the concerts is also on the up, and therefore blues is once again in the ascendant. Mind you, it's been doing that for 40 years. On and off, it goes up and then it goes down again. I'm going to have to start remembering some new email addresses and websites, because, of course, this is the last FM show, and therefore the BFBS 2 links will gradually disappear. So the email address is different now. It's dave@raven.dj. dave@raven.dj. And also the website has also changed. And if you just go to www.raven.dj/R&B. You'll find the website. It looks pretty similar to what it did before. It doesn't have the BFBS logo on it. It's also got a new button called Donate, and we'll tell you more about that later in the programme. Boo Boo Davis coming up soon. Let's go to Louisiana now, and one of my favourites on piano, and again featured him many times over the last 9 years, and that's Dr. John. Here he is with one of his signature numbers in tribute to Professor Longhair. It's Tipitina. Thank you. That's not the same as the Tipitina you've heard from Professor Longhair or other versions from Dr. John too. His first album goes back 40 years ago. Grease Grease came out in 1968. He'd left Louisiana and New Orleans after some difficulties, it said, gone to Los Angeles, and there with Harold Batiste, the New Orleans producer and arranger, he got together his first album, which he released not as Mac Rebernack, but as Dr. John the Night Tripper, and thus the legend was born. I just love his work and great, great voice too. Amazingly though, his website is untouched. There's nothing there at all really, drjohn.org. You'll find the link to that website, even though there's not much there, on the Raven and the Blues page. Okay, a few minutes away now from Boo Boo Davis. As I say, a rather surreal session, as you'll hear. To take us there, let's go to the Alligator Records 35 by 35, commemorating 35 years of Alligator Records. And so when it came out last year, it had 35 tracks on it. Here, as we stay in Louisiana, is CJ Chenier and a track called Bad Luck.
Set me straight. Thanks to you.
The album came out 13 years ago, and that is C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band. C.J. is the son of the undisputed king of Zydeco, really, Clifton Chenier. And when Clifton was failing and in his final years, his son was a sax player, but he passed his accordion onto his son, C.J., and said, "Can you take over the band?" And he did. And that's from the Alligator Records, Too Much Fun, and the track called Bad Luck. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 for its final week, and we have a live guest all the way from Drew, Mississippi, making his trip into the UK and also across Europe, not on his own, also on a kind of a drum kit. I think that's the word we can describe. It's sort of a makeshift Fisher-Price drum kit. We've got John, and then also on guitar, we've got the boss of the record label, Jan Mittendorp. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues, Boo Boo. Tell us a little bit about those early days when you were growing up in Drew in Mississippi.
So, I got you up out to Clarksdale. I started looking, but late that night, early in there, I looked, I seen all the trees were down, snow was all on the ground, and I didn't, then of course I got closer to Drew, looked at some of the pecan arches, the trees were down, close I got, I seen the telegram posts were laying on the ground, I said, "Dog," I said, "it must have been a rule, a storm down through the year," I said, "yeah," so we got on down there further, and then I seen a lot of places didn't have no lights. I said, "Oh, shook." I said, "You look like an ice stone down there." Yeah, yeah. So we went to a motel. That's why we supposed to have been staying. I went to every motel down the home. Fill up. Nowhere to stay. So I went to a friend's house. I knew him back on his mother because he knew I just play music for him. You know what I told her? I said, "Well, look like, baby." She said, "What?" I said, "Like, we're going to have to get some more gas, stay in the car." She said, "You know, I can't." I said, "Well, we got to do something. Because it's really cold out here." I said, "Well," I said, "I don't know what to do." So we went to the last motel out on the other side of my bed in Cleveland. I never forget in Cleveland. Went there. Place was, went there, all them people around there, because they had everybody from different town there trying to help them with the wire. So walked back, I said, "Well," they said, "he can't get in the room." Said, "he down, he got all that there together." I said, "Well, what's going on?" "A stone." So I said, "You know what?" I said, "I know one place, the only place I know where we can maybe live here now." She said, "Wow." It's a friend called Babe Song, never forget him. Play brother, he said, "Hey, boo." I said, "Yeah," I said, "Hey, son," I said, "what's going on?" He said, "I'm fine." He said, "Me, man." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You gonna stay all night?" Oh, that was the best thing he could tell, ask me whether I gonna stay all night. So I said, "Well, I know, hey, son," I said, "you got in the room?" He said, "I got room for you and your lady." So, so I said, "Hey, baby," I said, "you want to stay?" "I stay in a while, you stay." I said, "I've been on it for many years." He said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, now that's why the blues come in at, see. A lot of people don't understand about the blues, see. You know, at the blues, they tell a story about what happened and what's going on here. So that's what you call the blues. When you ain't got nobody to lay your head, and I roll around all night and all day, there ain't nothing but the blues. Nothing but the blues. Oh, I got the blues, got the blues, y'all. Oh, my baby gonna love me. I said, I got the blues, yeah. Oh, I know my little girl. look on the left hand. You know, late at night, y'all, it's so lonesome. There ain't nothing but the blue, y'all, about yourself, Lord.
Got the blues.
You know, sometimes, y'all, yeah, I jump in my car, y'all. I want to lay down sometimes, y'all. I just can't lay there alone. I got the ooh, sweet blues. I got the ooh, sweet blues. I got the blue, yeah. I got the blue, yeah. Yeah, I wanna tell y'all what the blues all about. Sometimes it make you cry. Sometimes it make you lie, y'all. That's what the blues all about. I got the blues, got the blues. Oh, they got the blue, y'all. I got the blue, got the blue. I got the blue, got the blue. I got the blue, got the blue. That makes you cry sometimes, y'all. That makes you wanna laugh sometimes, y'all. That's what the blues all about. That's what the blues all about. That's what the blues all about. Call them home blues. Call it home blues. Call them home blues. Thank you, Dave!
It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. Boo Boo Davis live in the studio here. Now, yeah. Your last album was 2 years ago. Is there a new album coming soon? Or are we awaiting a new album for you? How's it working?
Well, the new one is doing pretty good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wrote that song about the Mississippi thing. Mm-hmm. About Mississippi, what happened down in Drew, Mississippi town. See, that's a true thing, too.
Yeah.
See, what happened down in Drew, Mississippi town when I had a little boy around, stuff. See, all this stuff I'm saying about, I ain't seen it happen. All I ain't seen it, I'm saying about gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like a song I wrote about hell and heaven. See, a lot of people say, when you go to church, you're going to heaven. Don't nobody know why they're going when they leave. Because we already around everybody together. We don't know what's happening. Like I tell them all, we in hell. We in hell around here.
Yeah.
You ain't got to die to go nowhere. We in hell around here. What I try to tell them, because see, a lot of people don't understand what it all about that, to my heaven and hell. Mm. And like myself, see, these things, what I'm talking about, when I said, thank you, Dave, see, a lot of people say, who is Dave? I'm talking about God, Jesus Christ. Because, see, he came to me 3 times, and I don't have to sit in this chair and tell nobody, you know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to say it red, but... He know where my heart at, and he know what I'm trying to do there, Rennie, trying to keep my wind going. Every night I said, thank you, Dave. He the one told me to do these things, to call them, thank you, Dave. I mean, a lot of people say, why? Boo-boo, why you call God you? I said, because he come to me like I'm looking at you. 3 times and told me, said, Mr. Dave, I don't care why you go. They said, thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
I said, thank you, Dave. And everything, while on everything I'm singing, I'm talking about God, Jesus Christ, for giving me the wind, taking me around the world, and taking me back home. That's what I be talking about. Yeah. So this thing here, a little thing from home. One of my hard bets, that's right, I found to nothing. Oh, now who stole his booty, y'all? Oh, now who stole his booty? Now when you run around in the street, y'all. Oh, stay out all night long, y'all. When you get home early morning, tell me this girl. Oh, now who stole his booty, y'all? Oh, now who stole his booty, y'all? Oh, now who stole his booty, y'all? That one way over there, yeah. Gonna get on down this morning, long. That one way there, yeah. Gonna get into it this morning, y'all. You know why? Oh, now who stole it, do y'all? Oh, now who stole it, do y'all? Oh, now who stole it, do y'all? Well, I feel pretty good now, y'all. Well, I feel like I better get on down, yeah. Well, I feel like I better do my own thing, y'all. Oh, now who stole it, do y'all? Oh, now who stole it, booty, yeah. I wanna. Well, I feel pretty good now, y'all. Well, I feel like I better get on down, yeah. Well, make me feel like I better do my own thing, y'all. Oh, now who stole his booty, y'all? Oh, now who stole his booty, y'all? Oh, now who stole his booty, y'all? Well, I feel pretty good now, y'all, yeah. Well, I feel like I better do my own thing. Oh, now who stole the booty, yeah. Oh, now who stole the booty, y'all. Well, I feel like I better get on down, yeah. Well, I feel like I better get into the town, y'all. Oh, now who stole the booty. Oh, now who stole the booty. Oh, now who stole the booty. Oh, now who stole the booty, yeah. Oh, now who stole the booty, man? Oh, now who booty, y'all? Oh, now who stole the booty, man? Oh, now who stole the booty, y'all, man? Thank you, Dave.
Boo Boo, thank you for being our guest on The Raven of the Blues. Boo Boo Davis on harmonica and vocals, John on drums and Jan on guitar. And you can hear the full session, two more tracks and a lot more conversation in that style on The Raven of the Blues webpage at raven.dj/R&B. And just follow the link in the photograph that you can see there. The thank you day was a little bit confusing. I met Paul Long, producer with the BBC and the Paul Jones Show later on that day. And Boo Boo had been at the BBC earlier on. And he shouted thank you, Dave, there. And basically what it turns out to be be is in fact Boo-Boo thanking his maker. Why he calls him Dave is lost in the mists of time. Our next live guest in 2 weeks' time will be Doug McLeod, probably a very different kind of session as well, but Doug playing and talking in 2 weeks from now. And you can, of course, hear that only as a podcast for the time being. And you'll find all the links of how to get the podcast and how to subscribe to the show on the Raven and the Blues website, raven.dj/R&B. Here's Watermelon Slim and The Workers, taken from their album from last year, The Wheelman. This is the title track. Sounds like Wolfman Jack in the back there. Waterman and Slim. Title track of the album from last year, and The Wheelman. It's the Raven and the Blues into the final 10 minutes, and into the final 10 minutes on FM anyway for a while. If you haven't got broadband and only got dial-up, or you don't even have a computer, my apologies. It means that as of next week, things go a bit quiet. If you do have broadband, it's so easy to get the show from now on. You can then listen to it whenever you like. Not, it doesn't have to be on your computer. It can be on your MP3 player. You can do anything you like with it, really. And because next week things therefore do change, and I'm looking after all of the servers and the web hosting and all that sort of stuff, there's going to be a bit more expense, if you know what I mean, and so therefore there is a button called donate, and you don't have to press it, but it's nice if you do, and I'd like to thank Robert and Jeff, who already have pressed that button and given some money towards the funding of the programme. You'll find more at raven.dj/R&B. The main page, the home page, is where it's been almost untouched for about 5 years, actually. That's the original raven.dj page with the other things that I do. I'll have to start updating it rather more now, but you'll find all your favourite links for the Raven and the Blues will be gradually changing in the weeks and months to come as BFBS gets its house in order, so to speak. OK, here's a brand new album, just arrived here, and it's on release at the end of this month. It comes from Dave Honeyboy Edwards. It's a great album with some lots of fine guests on it too. Let's go to Chicago, and this one called Maxwell Street Shuffle. Billy Branch on harmonica, Rick Sherry on washboard, and Honeyboy Edwards on guitar and vocals, and Maxwell Street Shuffle. Thank you. great album, just arrived here and due out at the end of this month. It's Honey Boy Edwards, Dave Honey Boy Edwards, on guitar and vocals, an occasional harmonica too, but then lots of friends, Bobby Rush, Billy Branch, Rick Sherry, a whole range of people. Recorded for the most part in different parts of the States last year, a couple of earlier tracks as well from going back 30 years and things, but for the most part it's fairly current material, and something obviously we'll be featuring a lot more in the weeks to come. It's called Rolling and Rambling, the album, and that was Maxwell Street Shuffle. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 anyway. We are in discussions with other radio stations, and there is a possibility I'll be coming back on REM Radio in Spain and also CYBC in Cyprus. Let's close the programme with a piece of music which again means a lot to me. It was the theme tune of a DJ on Radio 1 with the same surname as me. His name is Mike Raven. He sadly passed away about 4 years ago. He'd given up playing records on the radio, and his final years were in Cornwall as a sculptor. He had a great radio show on BBC Radio 1 on a Saturday evening where he played blues and rhythm and blues, and this is the theme tune for it. Closing this week's Raven and the Blues, coming from Bo Dollar and the Coins, a track called Soul Serenade. Have a great week. I'll talk to you as a podcast in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.